From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The death toll in protests in Egypt today is rising. At least 9 people now reported dead in demonstrations marking the anniversary of the revolution 4 years ago that toppled Hosni Mubarak. State media report that police are responsible for at least 2 of those deaths. Kimberly Adams reports from Cairo on the tightened security measures in Egypt today.
The military-backed government deployed thousands of police to prevent any protests, and tanks are present throughout Cairo, especially in the iconic Tahrir Square. That's where 33-year-old leftist activist Shaymaa El-Sabah was killed by birdshot on Saturday. Video posted online shows another protester carrying her limp and bloodied body as he seeks transportation away from the scene. Police aren't claiming responsibility for her death, but do admit killing 2 protesters during clashes in Alexandria, who they say were supporters of ousted Islamist President Mohamed Morsi. Meanwhile, a bombing here in Cairo injured 2 police officers outside a sports club. For NPR News, I'm Kimberly Adams in Cairo.
President Obama says a strong relationship with India is critical.
The United States and India have declared a new declaration of friendship that elevates and formalizes our partnership.
Obama speaking there alongside Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi at a joint news conference in New Delhi today. The 2 announced what they said is a breakthrough understanding that would free up U.S. companies to invest in nuclear energy development in India. The U.S. and India signed a landmark nuclear agreement 6 years ago. Much of President Obama's time has been taken up with his talks with Prime Minister Modi, but he did speak by phone today with Japan's Prime Minister. The White House says he expressed solidarity after a video message surfaced this weekend that indicated that one of the Japanese hostages held by militants from the so-called Islamic State group has been executed. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says he believes the message to be genuine. The BBC's Michael Bristow has more.
A clearly shaken Shinzo Abe told the Japanese people that the video was highly credible. He said the killing of the hostage Haruna Yukawa was an outrageous act. Mr. Abe said the focus now is on securing the release of the remaining hostage, Kenji Goto, a journalist who had travelled to Syria to help free Mr. Yukawa, a friend. Islamic State militants say they want the release of an Iraqi woman being held in prison in Jordan in exchange for the freedom of the remaining hostage.
The BBC's Michael Bristow reporting there. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Nigeria today. He arrived in Lagos holding separate talks with Nigeria's president and the president's leading opponent in next month's election. Kerry's stop in Nigeria comes amid word of a deadly attack on the city of Maiduguri by suspected Boko Haram militants. Dozens are reported to be killed or wounded. You're listening to NPR News. It's election day in Greece, where a left-wing party has led opinion polls for months. The party has run on a campaign to renegotiate the terms of Greece's international bailout, raising fears of a Greek exit from the eurozone. In Indonesia, recovery crews today failed in their second attempt to lift the fuselage of the Air Asia flight that crashed into the Java Sea nearly a month ago. As Michael Sullivan reports, the bodies of most of the dead have yet to be recovered, and searchers believe they may be in the fuselage.
Another day, another failure, this time when a rope snapped as the main cabin was being lifted to the surface, sending it back to the ocean floor. Bad conditions, mainly strong currents, were again the culprit, officials say. The first effort failed after one of the lifting balloons deflated. One body was retrieved Sunday, bringing the total recovered to 70. 162 passengers and crew were aboard the Airbus A320 when it disappeared from radar on December 28th on a flight from Indonesia to Singapore. The plane crashed after the pilots asked but were denied permission to climb to a higher altitude to avoid bad weather ahead. Officials say the plane tried to climb rapidly anyway, stalling the engines before the plane plunged into the ocean. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Chiang Rai, Thailand.
NASA spacecraft is expected to begin snapping pictures of Pluto today. The New Horizons probe was launched from Cape Canaveral in 2006. It's traveled some 3 billion miles, still has many millions more to go, but scientists say the images it takes will help them keep the craft on track for a flyby in July. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.